USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is reacting to the news that Turkey has agreed to a ceasefire in Syria.
This outcome is something they've been trying to get for 10 years, everybody, and they couldn't get it. Other administrations, and they never would have been able to get it unless you went somewhat unconventional. I guess I'm an unconventional person.
Vice President Mike Pence made the ceasefire announcement after meeting with the Turkish president earlier on Thursday. A trial date has been set for confessed Parkland shooter Nicholas Cruz. The trial is set to begin in Broward County Court on January 27, 2020. Jury selection will take place a week before the trial begins. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 24 points to close at 2726. Energy Secretary Rick Perry has notified President Trump that he is resigning. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Senators on Capitol Hill are remembering the life of Representative Elijah Cummings, who passed away overnight. Speaking on the Senate floor, Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says this was a significant loss because Cummings was a living legend who had a life well lived.
By all accounts, he was a powerful and passionate voice on the national stage and a strong advocate for his neighbors, his district, and his values.
Jobless claims were up last week. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The Labor Department figures show around 214,000 U.S. workers filed initial claims last week. That's 4,000 more than the week before. The biggest increases in claims were in Illinois, Texas, New Jersey, and New York. The sharpest declines were seen in Ohio, Michigan, Tennessee, and Delaware. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
President Trump is holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Dallas, Texas, at the American Airlines Center. Brett Watts is standing in line to get in to see President Trump tonight.
The amount of people that are out here is amazing. And, you know, it's amazingly how calm everybody is, too. There's no craziness going on, but everybody's just waiting to get in and just see what's going to happen. It's all great.
So, Brett, where are the people from? Have you had a chance to talk to anyone who's out there in line with you?
Well, I will say that the majority of them are from around here, as far as in Texas. And we know that a lot of the Metroplex, when you've got a huge support down through Dallas and Fort Worth alone, all the mid-cities area, you know, from Arlington to Keller to Colleyville to Grapevine, all the little areas. And where?
Burleson,
yeah, lady from Burleson right next to us, yeah.
All right, have you seen any protesters? We hear a lot about protesters at a lot of these rallies.
Absolutely not. I don't think anybody wants to mess with Texas.
Brett, how long have you been in line, and when did folks actually begin lining up?
People were getting here way early in the morning. I had some friends that got here at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. We actually didn't arrive here till close to around noon, 1 o'clock, and we caught one of the commuter trains in from the Mid-Cities area. And it was kind of a zip in, and it was an easy walk into everything.
The president set to take the stage at 9 o'clock Eastern time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.